Yo, what's good? It's the Hard Food Podcast.
Back again.
Loved it. My name's Juice English. And this is episode three of the Hardest Food Podcast. Hardest Food. Make sure you subscribe, follow Instagram,
TikTok.
I ain't got the TikTok.
Threads.
Up on the TikTok.
We want Threads though.
Right? High five.
I don't think we're threading anything. High five. Like from back in the day.
Mm. I don't remember high that five, one still.
Know? MySpace.
Yeah, it was like MySpace before MySpace though.
Oh, so done.
Yeah. OnlyFans. True. Need to get that one soon. For sure.
High five.
But for the time being, subscribe to YouTube. That's the main important one.
Yeah, do that.
Get on there, get the numbers up. Instagram. Subscribe now. Follow.
Twitter now, what's X, remember?
Mine's still Twitter.
I haven't updated.
Swear, I got auto updates on that. Can I reverse
never,
that?
Never that.
X is too serious, man. It's just black and...
Yeah, it's a bit much.
Like X, it's like intense. Like
Elon, don't try and switch up my thing either, fam.
Nah, it's actually intense. Like everyone's just trying to shit. And it's like, yo, we should be like... Anyway, Timbo Slice in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
DJ in the building.
Whoa, go on.
Saxon King in the building. Someone said juice
English in the building.
Hey! Hey, guys!
What's wrong with
you? I made it! I'm on TV! What are we saying?
What are you saying? You start. You start. Go.
Welcome to you.
The joke is, yeah, I should be upset. My car's broke down.
Yeah.
I've had it for 3 months.
We need sound bites, man, because that would have been
We need to get the sound bite. But yeah, my car broke down, man. So I've just been passenger princess in all week.
Yeah.
Damn, not passenger prince.
Is that a thing? It sounds too sassy.
Are you a princess? I mean, you can be. It's 2023.
I mean, I'm just like...
You know, identify as one.
That's just what people say, innit? I'm not actually a princess.
No, passenger prince.
Eh?
You identify as a princess.
I just identify as me, to be fair.
You identify as a princess.
I'm not a princess, so I don't identify as a princess. I identify as me, just juice, innit? I'm a juice.
You're a juice.
I'm a juice, yeah.
Okay. A princess juice.
No, that just sounds weird. But yeah, I'm actually, despite the inconvenience, I'm actually in a really good mood this week, so... It's all good.
Love
so gravy right now. It's all good. What about you? How's your week?
Who sang that song?
Not too long ago. Like the Lion King thing was a bit over.
Romeo and Christina Milian.
Yeah, it's all gravy. Not too bad. You know, usual. I was trying to sort out this stupid party for myself. Jeez. But you know, better drama with that.
Cancel it.
And nah, it's not getting cancelled.
Saxon King party.
Basically.
You inviting all the listeners?
No. invite only.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, you know, sorting it out. There's lots of things to do for it. And just want it to be, like, you know, a good event.
Yeah, of course, man. Of course. Me too. I want it to be a good event as well.
Step correct. I'm talking like dress to impress.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Shirt and tie business.
I mean.
Oh, wait. Is it shirt and tie?
I'm not going to say shirt and tie.
Oh, you're saying like.
But I'm saying. You have to look like, you know, you have to come nice.
Somebody picked me, I have to look like.
You know what I mean?
Can I wear this? Damn.
No. You know what? No gas, yeah? I kind of like...
We're hating on my outfit though, man.
What?
We're hating on the fit.
I'm not hating on your fit. I'm just saying you couldn't wear it to my party.
Well, I feel like you're going to be in Jordans.
Anyway. I'm not going to be in Jordans.
Nah, no Jordans.
Jordans. Shiny shoes. Yeah,
You know what I thought about? Breakaway pants and that.
No, I'm not wearing no breakaway pants. You know what I thought about? Yo, you know what's mad? I know this is going to segue into a topic, yeah. Even though, you know, my week was all right, but whatever. Now, you see like certain man that are hench, yeah? Man that are hench should not be wearing no suit, yeah, with no socks.
Okay.
You see, like, man that a hench, yeah. Like, you see when you wear, like, a suit and you can wear the loafers, no socks.
Yeah.
Man that a hench can't do that.
It's true. Right?
I think the suit needs to be tailored.
How big your ankles are after squatting that much?
I'm saying the suit needs to be tailored.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's all about the taper of the leg.
Getting bust out at the side.
It's all about the taper of the leg. hopefully, is it Father Sons, the name of the brand?
Father Sons.
Father Sons that can do some loafers for the henchman.
No.
Extra latex.
If
on
you're
his
hench,
own.
Yeah, if you're wham, don't be rolling anywhere with no socks. It don't look good.
Or you're gonna get like turned away at the door.
Yeah.
Straight on.
I'll be like, fam. You know what? I'll bring socks. I'll bring extra socks. You know when you go like to a trampoline massively place.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
trampoline
yeah,
in place,
yeah,
and they've got socks there. The
those socks like, are sick as well, don't you know, with the grip on the bottom.
Yeah, put some socks on.
Them socks, are, yeah, say no more.
Yeah, them grip give you like 99 speed in the juice.
Just keeps them on, yeah, runs around the house.
Laminate
corners. I can do all my cleaning quickly.
Nah, but, yeah, man. If you know, you know. If you know, you know.
Anyhow, but I'm just sorting out all of that, and even to go on to that. Did you see the GRM gala?
Hold on, man. Jeez, how was your week?
I went first.
You went first.
That's what I'm saying.
You weren't even paying attention.
Teammate used to. I went first.
Sorry.
Mad?
I'm upsetting the flow.
GRM gala?
Yeah. Did you see?
No. Nothing at all.
I didn't see anything about it.
No.
I seen it.
I saw a load.
I don't care, though.
Not one single thing.
I saw
Diggity said he couldn't get in or didn't get invited or something like that.
Yeah, man. I saw loads. Like, it made me think, yeah. Obviously, everyone's looking nice.
Yeah.
Looking clean. Everyone looking sharp. And I thought to myself, okay, cool.
Is that the vibe you want for your party?
Hmm. Kind of, but not as stocious.
I ain't as rich as all them niggas.
Like, it's like, that's like level 10. I only want level 8.5.
Can I get a suit, really?
You don't have to get a suit.
Just shirt and tie.
It's black and white, yeah. Black and white. Shirt, come looking nice.
Black and white.
Yes.
Okay. It's your party, isn't it?
It's my party. Yeah, mate. You got two options. Can I come in white? You come in black?
Well, like black trousers, white shirt.
If you want to.
I'm not like a butler, innit?
Come in all white. Wait, so if you really want like full yardie mode, all white. Cool.
Yo, then what? Yeah. I might try that still.
But
Jason Derulo.
But basically, all the people at the GRM gala, and I was like, what would you wear if you went? Because them people looking dressed to the nines.
If I went to the GRM gala, I'd just wear black trousers and white top, white shirt, and yeah, keep it simple, innit? Like,
you won't even try and like spice it up or nothing.
Spice it how? I'm the spice.
Wow. Anyway, so you get invited. You
don't want to do too much, though, because this is the thing.
No,
this is the thing.
You've got to make an effort.
You make an effort, but you don't want to have like a loud freaking outfit and like,
I'm
you know,
saying,
mad
just
colourful floral. Joseph in the technical.
Go full African prince.
Joseph in the technical freaking raincoat like jacket. And
I'm
that.
Not doing that, but I'm just saying.
I'll keep it simple and just make the fresh trim, do all the talking and, you know, the beard and that.
Yeah. And beard and.
Like, you don't want to do too much.
I'd do more than that.
What would you do? What
to
would
be you fair, you see, I don't know, you didn't see it, so.
I can
what
Google.
What Rimsey wore, I think.
Rimsey?
Yeah. That was kind of clean still. Okay, not too much, you get me? And I'm sure he had socks on.
Yeah, he probably did. Rimsey strikes me as a.
You see what I'm saying? Rimsey looks like a real one who actually wears socks.
Wear socks
you know what I mean? And to be fair, what he wore, nice, smart. I was like, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Just
that is not what you said.
I said, okay, cool.
That is not what you said. You just said a top and black trousers.
Yeah, just simple, innit? I ain't gonna lie, really and truly, I'll probably just ask the person that works at Next what I should wear. Like.
Just a story, like, I got GRM gala.
Yeah.
I got this gala, yeah.
The nicest looking suit you've got in there. Yeah.
What should I wear?
What's on offer as well? No, I
forget. What's on offer? Yeah. Best sale pieces.
It's like my car just broke down, yeah. So
nah, I really don't.
You got to nice me up still. You got to nice me up for the price. All right. So you go just looking.
Now I'd ask someone to just sort my outfit out.
You wearing shoes?
Yeah.
I'd wear trainers still. I don't actually own a pair of shoes.
Mm.
Yeah. I actually don't. I wear trainers everywhere.
I'd come there looking fresh, obviously. To be fair, I think because the people there, I'd make the effort. And to be fair, it wasn't just like, this is one thing I have to rate it because it wasn't just the usuals that you'd see. I saw even a few like fitness influencers, some of the ladies, some of the men. I was like, you know what? Okay. You know, branching out.
It's quite inclusive still.
It's quite inclusive.
You know what I mean? The types of people that you'd be seeing at GRM Gala. I kind of rate it because I didn't really understand what it was for. Mm. I guess it was just like a kind of a take on the Met Gala, but I like how it's a bit more inclusive in it and how the types of people that it includes from, I guess, the culture.
What's Juice going to say now?
Who's this?
Some very tall woman. Or is he very short?
No, Chucky's very, 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 very short.
Yeah, Chucky's short.
Chucky's really short.
Oh, it's loaded now.
Really short.
So she's not even tall like that. Them two shouldn't be standing. Rah. Hey, look at that.
Chucky's very, very short.
Is that Chucky?
Yeah. I don't know
is
who
it
that
is. The blonde thing with the curly hair?
Yeah.
The singer was the girl from Love
Island. What's her name?
She's Bridgerton.
Antigone.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that her?
No, they both look good. They both look good, but she just looks really tall.
Chucky's really short.
Oh, is he short?
Chucky, big up yourself, though.
Yeah, big up Chucky.
You mean like grow, like, or?
Nah, don't throw no shade.
No, because he just said big up yourself, innit? Like, I thought he was being funny.
Anyway, Chucky, big up yourself.
Yeah, man, big up Chuck.
Yeah, now they both look good.
I watch his podcast. He's cool.
You get me,
cool.
Big up Chuck. Get me.
Akala. Is that this year? Akala.
Fam, that says 2022.
Oh, sure.
And then forget how Instagram works, you know.
Nah, I'm Google Images it.
Oh,
Google
he's Imaging at, it. Like, he's struggling. Why don't you go on the Instagram?
Okay, go on. Go on.
Wow.
Aside from that, I think it was good. One thing to have. Fabulous
was there. Mm-hmm. Actually, Bobby Shmurda there as well.
Bobby Shmurda. Jaron Gala, bro.
Same work on to English people.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And this is it.
Bobby Shmurda was there as well.
Bobby Shmurda was there.
The Americans,
you know,
are here, man. Americans are slowly infiltrating England, by the way.
That's it?
Like, they're just slowly just taking over things.
Slowly. Like, letting them...
I'm not going to get into the football chat, but they're all over football too. It's quite scary.
That's not.
Like, I'm not going to get into it, but it's quite scary how they're just slowly appearing everywhere.
Yeah.
Not
fan. Juice is confused.
I know, Juice. Yeah? Why do you look like so perturbed?
It's just my focus face.
Oh,
it's,
okay.
Yeah. Cool. Now I'm looking at these people. Yeah, I like something simple like that. Look what Pulse is wearing.
Yeah, Pulse look good.
But that's a loud color. I'll probably do that in blue.
Okay.
If I was gonna go, I'd probably wear something blue still.
Yeah, like amber, something black.
Damn.
It looked good. And you have to write
who's
it, man.
Who's this Kenza? Who? Kenza. Six Kenza.
You're just stuck in this now. See, this is what happens when he doesn't look. And he looks now.
Does she look nice?
He's trying to look on the podcast about something he should look
at. I just asked who's Kenza. Anyone know who Kenza is?
No, what is it saying her bio?
Model.
Okay, there you
so
go.
That pretty much there tells you, doesn't it, Juice?
There you go. She's a model.
She's a model.
Yeah,
but if I say who's Kenza, I thought you'd be like, oh, she's a model from Boom Boom Boom. She was on Boom Boom Boom. Who's Kenza?
The model.
From where?
She was at the GRM Gala. Apparently, she looked nice.
Well, was she modeling at the... You know what? Let's just move on.
I'll
follow that. Nice. It's cool.
Okay, cool. No,
yeah,
you can give us the update.
Yeah, next week.
Love that.
Give you the rundown. I'll give you a last name.
Yeah, love that.
In terms of that, it looked good, looked very nice. And to be fair, you have to write it. You have to write the progression when you look back at what Graham Daly used to be.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'll write positive for what he's done. And it's kind of like giving England its own platform, even if not everyone was invited.
You trying to get invited?
Me?
Yeah.
Only matter of time.
Do you reckon they have to pay in? Or is it fully an invite-only thing?
I think
it's invite still.
Weren't there another gala earlier this year already as well? What gala? Weren't there another gala?
I feel like there was another gala recently. There was another one earlier this year, but I can't remember which one it was.
Was it Gala? That's what you gonna call your birthday.
I'm not calling it that.
Call it a gala?
I'm not calling it the gala.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Why not?
I say we. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got absolutely nothing to do with me.
No, I'm not doing that.
Should you do Hard View Gala? Should you do Hard View Gala?
No.
You know, I hate it.
Let's just focus on the podcast for now.
Yeah.
Let's just focus on the podcast for now.
All right, I don't know.
Let's get this thing.
I mean, it is actually like an avenue of marketing.
You get yeah.
Because people will go for the gala. People go for the gala. Invite only. We post it up. That's content.
I'm with you.
That's content.
Yeah. Time,
yo, you know what?
Watch.
It's not even a gala.
Watch.
It's a brunch.
A Brunch.
You didn't half food.
Okay, brunch.
You don't do brunch?
Like Rock Nation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hard food brunch.
Yeah, hard food brunch.
We'll go there. It's got a bench and some patties and, you know, dumpling.
Nah, send no, I don't know. That's a sick idea.
People eating we'll food off the bench.
Literally.
We'll get a bench. Nah, we've got a bench. And it's like one of those challenge. No, someone's going to kill themselves. Someone's going to kill themselves trying to do the bench though. What if they get one of those punch machines or something?
Okay. I hate those, man.
Same, to be fair. I've never done one though.
I've done one, but like, I hate them in those social settings. You know, like sometimes, like there was one in a club. Why is there one in a club? Obviously, man, it's
ego,
gonna...
man.
Yeah,
ego.
Take your anger out in it.
Bag of ego.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah, look how hard man can punch still.
You done one?
I've done one like with veterans in a place that will forever be, what's the word? Unnamed.
Okay.
Yeah, place is unnamed. But yeah, me and my brethren, yeah, like we're doing it.
I don't know. If I said that, it would have got cancelled.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that off air, obviously. But
it just sounds wild.
It was an interesting night to be fair. I'm not gonna lie. Interesting night. So
man got the high score and was just flexing around the establishment. And
not even for, not even what happened is yeah. So sort of something. Bear in mind at the time.
Score get me.
I think you get tickets. Bro. Yeah. Nah. So I was punching a thing and I like boxing it, so I tried that. Okay, so you're gonna box and you do it like a proper straight punch. You're gonna do it a good straight punch, pure torque, like give it shoulder, bit of shoulder, give it a twist and whatever. Yeah. But my other brethren's doing, he's just like swinging his arm and he's licking it harder. I was thinking, you haven't been punching properly. If you punch like that,
it's just ego. It's all numbers.
It's ego, man.
All it is. Yeah. You just got to get a good whip on your shot. Yeah.
I'll get the whip.
Literally,
whipping.
Literally.
Okay. I don't do it just because I have a feeling if I do it, I'm gonna pull something in my shoulder.
Okay.
And I just don't want to do that.
You just hold yourself back in life like that, though.
Say again.
You just hold yourself back in life like that.
I actually do. Mm. Do you know most things? Like you see, like if I play a ball game. I don't want to play because when I throw a ball, I feel I'm going to like injure my rear delt.
Nick thinks he's Goku.
No, and I'm being serious because like there's been times I've done.
I thought you were going to say, oh, I feel like I'm going to like ruin the space-time continuum or something. Speed of light.
That's the ball that fast and hard and I'm just mashing up.
Don't get
there's
injured.
A hole in the atmosphere.
I just don't want to get injured. That's why I don't do many stuff.
This isn't even my final form.
So I don't do it. That's why I'm just like, you know, I'm kind of like Spider-Man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I kind of like hold back all the time.
Yeah. With all that power comes great responsibility, innit?
That's what I mean.
I mean.
It's gifted to us.
Mm. You know who's also powerful?
Who?
Lizzo. Too much power.
Why too much power? Someone call her R. Belly on Twitter.
R. Belly. R. Belly. I mean, okay. So R. Belly, you know. So Lizzo.
R. Belly.
She's coming under fire because members of her team are saying that she's been
Toxic,
basically. Yeah, forcing them to touch the nude performers in Amsterdam and eat bananas from vaginas.
And this is the... I thought... When I heard that party, I was like...
The banana vagina bit.
I was like, but why? Why would you do that?
There's a whole bar in Amsterdam where they put bananas in their vaginas.
Well, you been there?
No. Okay. I've been. I think it's a new establishment. Carl definitely would have been there.
Okay. I was used to bananas in pajamas, not flipping bananas in vaginas.
No pajamas involved.
Bananas.
No pajamas.
Madness.
No pajamas involved.
Wild. Some flashlights tumbling down
the stairs. Oh,
banana. Just tumbling down the stairs.
And she's also fat shaming as well.
I think of all the songs that could have come with bananas and vaginas.
A little fat shaming is crazy, by
that
the way.
Is mad.
Crazy, by the way.
Because when you, like,
you can't fat
as a hench guy, you want to be the only hench guy in the world, innit?
No. She wants to be the only fat in the village.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
No, but the thing is,
that's
wild. I heard
the only fat person in the village. Like, fat's not an identity, like, it's a descriptive word.
I heard that she was, like, shaming them for putting on weight.
Yeah. They're getting too big, but they're dancers, innit?
But they're doing cardio?
Yeah, but they're getting too big.
No, but they're inclusive in it, so they're not like the average tour dancer.
No, but you still need to perform the moves to a certain standard.
So she's saying they're not performing the moves to the certain standard.
Yeah, so it's basically she's hired big dancers.
Yeah.
And they're getting too big. You know what I mean? If you need big, if you got big dancers.
What do you think is going to happen?
No, because obviously it's like they're not meant to get bigger.
Do you think when they're touring the world on a hectic schedule,
you get me?
They're not going to be eating fuckery, fam?
Exactly.
No, but you can say that to anyone.
Gonna be, yeah, but do you think the fat people are going to be meal prepping?
But you can say that to anyone. That's like saying, oh, Grealish, like, it's okay for you to drink alcohol.
That's different. I think that's different.
He's cold, you know.
The meal prepper, you know, just registered it. But it's not really different, no. If you're a dancer and you're supposed to be keeping in shape.
But the thing is, they have a certain look. If they get slimmer, they won't be fat.
They're not going
to
be dancing.
Yeah, but they're not supposed to get fatter either. They're not supposed to get bigger.
So how are they supposed to maintain
your weight?
Yeah, but it's body positivity, fam. They should be able to dance at whatever weight.
Nah, they're going
to
maintain.
So what's happening is halfway through the routine, they're stopping and out of breath.
Maybe, yeah. That's probably what happens. For it to flag off. We did flag up on Lizzo's radar, though. So, yo, I hired you at 19 stones. You got to stay 19 stone, fam. You get me?
I mean, if it's contracted, if you want to contract it, like, say,
she's still singing me like this.
Yeah, there's a pound range. You get me? Certain
it's
LBs.
Like a whole 2 minutes of the song.
Yeah. So, I'm with that, though, to be fair. I do get that. I mean, don't fat shame, but obviously stick to your weight requirements, innit? Yeah,
so what's the difference?
It's difficult, though.
Yeah,
it's
what's
difficult.
The difference between that and then like runway models being told, yeah, you gotta stay
exactly the same thing. If you're hired for a certain aesthetic, your employer's allowed to tell you, yo.
The whole thing is we should be accepted at any size.
That's
so,
the thing. Yeah. That's what she's pushing. That's it. That's she's her pushing agenda. That
yeah,
agenda
but
out
you,
there.
Did you really think she's little about that life?
No, but I'm saying if that's your agenda, you're an international like pop star. You're pushing this ideal onto people.
Yeah.
You then can't backtrack on that and then say, hey,
you're too fat. No.
After the show, straight onto the bus, there's a salad waiting for you.
Or go on the treadmill.
Don't even think about going to McDonald's.
I'm going.
I'm going.
But you can't go.
There's a salad on the bus.
No, but obviously Lizzo knows how to maintain the weight.
We can see.
Does she?
Yeah. She hasn't got bigger, has she? She ain't got bigger. She's been out for a while now.
I don't really
she's maintained the weight.
I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. She's probably like, yo, if I can do it, you guys can too. You get really.
I feel like she's one of those.
I think
it's one of them ones because obviously she's a big woman. And people just associate being big with being jolly, innit? Like Santa Claus and that.
Where does this big and jolly thing come from?
You heard it, don't you? That's the thing, innit?
John but Candy. Why?
Being big and jolly. People think she's big and jolly, but she's big.
Big and jolly.
Big and mean.
Kingpin's big and mean.
Kingpin. No, but it's kind of jolly, though, innit? Kingpin. No. Kingpin would...
No, it's not.
You would just smash your head in.
Not jolly at all.
I feel like he was laughing when Spider-Man was on the ground. Or is it Batman? Which one?
Man, that's an evil laugh to kill someone.
That's jolly. Like.
No.
Some people don't laugh. Wouldn't you consider Joker to be jolly?
No, he's crazy.
Engaged, clean,
but that's jolly as well. He's happy.
No, he's not
fat as well.
No, I'm just talking about jolly.
No,
he's
no,
not
no.
jolly.
He's crazy.
He's crazy. He's not right in the head.
He's actually clinically insane.
He's insane.
Like really, truly.
But I think like all of these villains laugh.
Yeah, because
they're unhinged.
They're unhinged. They're not right in the head.
Yeah, but who are we to say? Like, your happiness isn't as good as anyone else's happiness.
The most likely, all the things they want to do, people die.
And that makes them happy.
So are you
so that means they're not right in the head?
Yeah?
Are you sorry?
No,
the villains?
No, I'm just saying that, like, I don't even know what I'm saying.
Sidebar. At the moment, this new event that's happening with DC. Your camera's overheating, by the way. With DC... They do this thing called Insomnia Night Terror. So this new supervillain called Insomnia putting everyone in the world to sleep, yeah? And they follow the different dreams that everyone has. And the nightmare that the Joker has is that he's actually killed the Batman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's killed him.
Yeah.
And because he's killed him...
Got nothing to do.
No, he just turned into a regular man.
Yeah.
He goes to work.
Yeah.
And his subconscious is that because he's killed the real Batman, he doesn't know when he's sleeping that he turns into the Batman and beats up and kills villains as well. Sick story. Very sick storyline.
Makes sense. You know Batman never kills him.
I don't really follow it like that.
Just telling you.
Yeah, Batman.
All you guys out there.
Batman doesn't kill anyone.
Because he can't kill
him. I'm going to say, yeah, Batman doesn't kill
him. Batman can't kill him.
He's had bad chances.
If he just kills him, he's got no reason to be Batman.
No, he still have reasons because everyone's still be Batman.
Yeah,
still
the main
reason
is Joker.
Yeah.
But anyway. Lizzo, fat shaming.
I think Lizzo would be a great DC villain.
I think she would be.
She'd actually, no, Marvel villain.
I think she'd be good. What would you call her name? Apart from, no, I'm not going to say that.
Lizzo be eating. That's her Instagram handle.
See, when I read "be eating," I thought no, it was beating.
Lizzo beating, but
it's Lizzo beating.
Lizzo be eating.
Wait, is her name Lizzo beating? That's just...
Lizzo be eating, but
Lizzo be eating.
No Lizzo beating.
So it just looks like Lizzo beating in it.
Lizzo beating.
Yeah,
that's a sick villain name.
Is it?
Is it?
It's Lizzo beating.
Yeah, it's not. It's not. It's not. What's her mission too? If she was a villain, like what's her villain mission? Like
to kill the world with vagina bananas. Toxic vagina bananas.
Like, what's the outcome of that?
Eat it.
Why?
Eat it.
Why?
I don't know. That's just silly. I don't know. Yeah. I never really liked her.
I'm not really fond of her just because, you see, like, I know people will be kind of, the agenda that she pushes is popular. However, for me, I'm just not really with it. Also, it's a case of like...
I just don't get why everyone's so surprised. I've got bad vibes from her all the time.
I think she seems a bit needy. Yeah.
I've always got super villain vibes from her. No joke now. Literally, I've got bad guy vibes from her.
I think it's because you think she looks like the Penguin.
Don't put that in my head.
That's what it is.
Kind of.
She
in the right cult.
Yeah, in the cult.
Danny DeVito Penguin.
Danny DeVito Penguin. Yeah, she does. Yeah. But
you should just go back playing the flute, man.
That's like how
Ron Burgundy.
That's how she... hypnotizes people.
Must be in Pie Piper vibes.
Banana vaginas.
The banana Pie Piper.
Wow.
I don't think DCL put that out. For some reason. Not really sure why.
HKC would though.
Telling me.
No, look, that's right, what now, Image Comics line that is.
Did you check out Utopia?
Yeah.
I can't stop texting about it the first day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you, man, think?
Well, you lot were the ones I was texting.
What you said. I thought the exact same thing. I was like, yeah, I agree. You know when someone has a conversation,
you gotta
you're like...
You've got to build it up properly, man.
Okay. This is you. You go off.
It's not even that. No, but just don't down talk it from the get-go.
No, you go.
I ain't even hyped like that for it.
Go off.
It's just amazing.
No, go on.
It's amazing.
Go off.
I am going off right now.
That's not really amazing.
It's not Astroworld.
Okay.
But it's
when Astroworld came off, you were like run around.
Because Astroworld was literally perfect.
Why?
Because production was just incredible. It was intricate.
Yeah.
And Travis Scott obviously is not a lyrical guy, but lyrically he performed all right, I think, on Astroworld. Features or did well. It was a very solid project.
Okay. So what's the difference to Utopia?
Utopia. The production's more out there. I think the production's more shock.
Experimental, in it.
Experimental, from when I listen to it. But when the experimental side wears off, it's gonna lose replay value.
Yeah. I think
every big artist has an experimental album, though.
Yeah. I'm not knocking Travis against. I'm not knocking Travis for this at all. I'm just saying this album ain't Astroworld. And I think a lot of people were expecting another Astroworld.
I haven't listened to Astroworld from start to finish either, by the way.
Really?
I'm not a Travis Scott. That's not really my vibe. All of that kind of music is not really my vibe that. But I was on the way to a festival and on the drive there, the driver was like, I'm going to play this album. So I listened to it. I was like, this is kind of cool. I definitely liked the production.
This is Astroworld or Utopia?
Utopia.
Oh, okay. The production, incredible.
I looked through all the writing credits and who was involved on what. I could kind of hear it as well. I think the Beyonce feature is a big thing.
Yeah.
Especially given where she's at and what she's making, how they managed to make that work. I thought that was pretty sick.
It sounds like it's off Renaissance.
It sounds like it was something that maybe came from there and she's like, you can kind of have that if you want.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be surprised if some...
Because he's hard learning himself.
On that tune, not really.
But literally, again, it feels wrong to compare it with Astroworld, but obviously Astroworld is like the pinnacle of his career almost, you get me? So it's and obviously because he missed out on the awards, everyone's looking to this one to this one's going to do it for him.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a hard left. Well, it is a hard left. It's experimental, but production-wise, as amazing as it is, it's not as intricate. Mm-hmm. It's very spacey. It's very melody, drums.
Yeah, it's boom. Very sparse in it.
Melody, drums, Travis.
Yeah.
So Travis is very clear on this album. You can hear
that Carti everything he's saying. Trash.
Fiend, the whole song.
Just the Carti feature.
What is he saying? Lyrically, really you had to listen to everyone. Like, you listened to what everyone was saying.
Yeah, he wasn't saying a lot.
Usually it's like, Travis albums are more of a vibe and that kind of stuff. Once one or two listens in, it's no longer a vibe. It's we're listening to what Travis is saying now.
I think...
Yeah.
The first time I listened to it, I was like, okay. Sounds quite abstract.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, it's a bit different from Astral World. But in a way, is that wrong? No, not necessarily. However, I thought, as soon as I heard it, I thought, like, this is something that Kanye would make. And then when people speak, like when Tim come in the group chat and talk about, yo, this is Jesus.
Yes, Jesus is a little brother.
And I was like,
yeah,
I can hear it 100%. And it was, don't get me wrong, it's not my bag, but I can get where it's coming from.
Yeah, I can appreciate it.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, because I'm not going to sit there and play it all the time or play it like that, but I can understand what you're trying to do and I can understand the kind of direction you're moving in. So it makes sense. You see what I mean? In terms of replay value, you probably won't have a lot, but that's because for me, when you're trying to do kind of like experimentation and abstract kind of things that are trying new different things, trying a little bit of this, trying a little bit of that, it kind of sometimes locks you in. If you don't fully vibe with that, it kind of locks you out of it after the first
listen. A lot of people popping up on the timeline group chats as well, like, oh, yo, this is shit, this is crap, like, this is rubbish. And it's like, I can understand why you'd think that if you're not ready for that vibe, if you're not in the middle of that. Same with Jesus, like, a lot of people were like, yo, after the first listen, yo, what the hell is this? Yo, Kanye's lost it, right? And it's like, nah, if you're willing to accept that from them, if you know, Kanye had the friggin'... the no cover and the way he was rolling it out, it's like, okay, this is going to be different. I feel like from Utopia, people weren't really expecting this.
Yeah.
I think because there was no real single, or there was K-pop, but yeah, people were expecting something different.
You know what it is as well? I think that because, you see, like, because Kanye has done that with Jesus, it's allowed to create a space for that kind of music and that release. And sometimes I feel like if such a big star like Kanye never did that, this wouldn't be received by us the way we've received it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's the reason why Kanye, sorry to even like make it more of a Kanye thing, but that's the reason why he is the GOAT.
Yeah.
Because like he's, you know that video.
That's why he's the GOAT.
Yeah. But there's a big... Kanye sized hole. Pause. There's a big Kanye sized hole on the album.
Void. There's a Kanye hole, fam. Void.
This man says a Kanye.
It's like for that album to sound like that, and Travis and Kanye to be linked.
You need Kanye to be there to kind of really pull it to the
full. Not even so that you need it, but it's just like for him not to be there. Yeah. It's like, yo, that's deliberately done. Like,
executive producer, sorry. Like, even
I don't even know. I haven't looked at the question. Is he not?
No, he's not. I don't think he was an executive producer on the album.
Yeah, but then he brought him out in Rome, which I wasn't expecting. So I'm thinking, okay, why is
he had a verse on there that got taken off somewhere?
But
like, what relationship's weird anyway, isn't it? Like, it's one of them where, like,
I don't know. I just don't get
why. You never know when they're brethren and when they're not. And then that's why everyone was shocked when he brought him out. And
Or even like just being friends with Kanye. Like Kanye. Ah! I thought he was going to get something. Like, it's Kanye. You know what I mean? You think he'd get an ad lib.
Something.
Utopia. I don't know. But I do like it. There's definitely songs I skip. But even, but this is the thing. Even the songs that...
What? No, I'm laughing.
Go on.
Yo, I bought this year.
Talk to the listeners.
It says, lemon cheesecake inspired. And the inspired part didn't click. I thought thought it was cheesecake. It's not cheesecake, it's yogurt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a yogurt pop.
Okay. I went like this. Where is the biscuit?
They lied.
What?
He's getting ready to make a complaint live on the pod. He's getting ready to cut out the yogurt people.
Carry on.
I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah. So even the standout songs aren't really standout because they're not, you know, there's not really catchy hooks on there. There's not memorable verses. I don't know. We have to check back in like a month or two with this album because I can't see where the shelf life comes from it.
I don't think it has a lot of replay value. I felt the same about Kendrick's last album.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I understood exactly what he was doing.
And it was great.
It was very good, but replay value wise, I don't think there's many people playing songs off that album. Mm-hmm. Like at this present moment.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be the same for Utopia. And it's someone that's not like in that culture and listens to that type of music frequently. It does even seem already like people are kind of
Utopia.
Yeah, it kind of seems like people are a little bit over it already.
That's intense. There's no sicko mode. There's no butterfly effect. Like, there's no standout.
There's no tune that's going. Other than that Fiend tune,
you can even sing along to really.
Just that Fiend tune really that I could see going off in like a party.
The intro. Yeah.
Or at like a festival. That's about it. But other than that, I don't really see too much coming from it.
What was I gonna say though?
I don't feel like people like as someone that doesn't listen to that music, I could see the impact that Astroworld had on music and where it was going at that time. It's definitely not that. Yeah.
But see, the thing with the whole experimental thing, obviously when Yeezus came out, I don't want to say it was the first of its kind because it wasn't, but you know, for a hip hop artist or rap artist, whatever, to do an experimental album, it was mad. It was wild. It was probably the first. Since then, we've had, you know, Tyler the Creator.
Of our generation.
Well, to sound like that experimental, to sound like that.
Sound like that of our generation and of that magnitude, just because obviously other rappers would have tried it. However, it's the case that because they're not as big as Kanye, it's like with some people, an album like Yeezus could like finish them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could turn people off completely. However, because Kanye's Kanye and you can see the creative directions that he does try to go in, and it's the size of his kind of like prestige, his like everything that he does in a way, because it's him, we'll receive it and we'll look at it and say, you know what? I'm not going to write it off straight away. I'll listen, give it time. And I think that because Travis has done this and tried his way to put out something like this, I think, I don't know, it's for me, in terms of like the grip on the culture that Astroworld had, it's not going to get anywhere near that.
No, not at all.
You know, I think what's interesting is to piggyback off your point, what you just said. To piggyback off your point, anyways.
Yeah, give me a piggyback, bro, or not?
Yeah.
It's cute. What did you say?
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
Cool. Anyways, because the sound that Travis did on this album is so akin to a Yeezus, and it's easy to kind of say, oh, that sounds like Yeezus, the shock factor isn't there as much as when you hear a Tyler do a Igor. You're like, yo, I didn't know my mama could do that, you know? That's when you get that Kanye moment again, like, of Yeezus to begin with. You're like, I didn't know my man could do that. You get Andre through, you get Three Stacks, we go Love Below. I didn't know a man could do that.
Yeah, you know what and I mean? That's so, kind of, that was kind of my point. Like, literally, when Yeezus came out, there was nothing even to really compare it with.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, you got Utopia straight away, Yeezus. I keep going to Eagle, but I'm pretty sure there's been other experimental albums.
Was 808 and Heartbreaks came before that, right?
I'd probably
say that was probably even the precursor to Yeezus. I feel like that in itself was quite a big moment.
Well, sonically, they're totally different, isn't it?
Sonically totally different, but in terms of experimentation and taking...
In terms of
I feel obviously that one came first, and I feel like you could probably make a case that 808 and Heartbreaks is probably more important than Yeezus in terms of...
Yeah.
Because that sound... But Airway and Heartbreaks, at least on Yeezus, yeah, he's rapping, he's giving you bars. The beats are slightly different, but he's giving you bars still. There's quotables in there. There's some tunes on there that aren't so abrasive in it. But 808 and Heartbreaks, that really whole different. Thing was like, yo, what the hell? Like, what is this? Different. Like, even from like beats to vocals to how it was mixed, all of that
auto stuff. Auto-tune.
I think that was quite crazy in it.
Yeah.
It was like, T-Pain came out with the whole auto-tune thing, and then Kanye said, I'll swear down.
Is that what we're doing?
Okay. And he just got busy with it, innit? I think stronger case for that to be more important to the culture, in my opinion.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Ace of Wates is a lot more important to the culture than Yeezus. I don't know, I'm not even to be a big take. Well, you know that, you know, Byron Messiah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Taliban's,
that's the tune. Oh,
have you heard?
I still don't know the song off the top of my head, you know.
Apparently, Song of the Summer.
Yeah.
It's the song that you said.
Dead to Love is not Song of the Summer, really.
It's basically one of the songs of the half summer.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's like the songs of the week.
Have you heard, have you heard it on.
Burner Boy remixed it, so it's obviously big in it.
Well, I was going to say, have you heard the remix?
Yes. Have you heard it? The radio edit.
Oh, nah.
What? I was thinking about this the other day. There's some songs in it. Like, there's just no point.
There's no point. Like, it's like.
Oh, wait.
Cutting out, like, 60% of the song. Yeah. I'm like, bro, what's the point? What's the point of just doing
it,
radio edit?
I heard it once, and it made me realize how much bad words are in the song. Yeah, and I was like, bro, this is actually a pretty not clean song.
But also, sometimes, like, the words that they have to cut out on radio, not necessarily bad words, but it's like, now it's more even in the realm of, like, suggestive words. There's certain slang words you can't use on there that don't directly.
Because the song itself, is not called Taliban, it's called Tali.
They've even had to change that.
Yeah, the change Taliban is called Taliban.
Even the main word Taliban, it doesn't say that in the song on the radio edit because, like, and that's
mad
what I'm like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's mad. Like, the main word of the tune.
I feel like Burna Boy struggled on it, honestly. I feel like it could have done without him. I feel like Burna's just like, is an effortless artist.
But I think because
and that song wasn't effortless. It sounded like he really tried to fit into that pocket.
But I think you know what it is with the way that he was on that song, because the song was so big before he went on there, he has to step correct.
Yeah, but I don't.
It's a
no
risk situation. You can't take no risks. This has to clap.
It has to slap.
Like, it has to clap because this is potentially tune of the summer. And I think that's probably even why he jumped on it from a perspective of
it was kind of bubbling.
People are saying, is this song of the summer? Yeah. And then you're gonna say, okay, if we put Burna Boy on there. Yeah. This has to. Remember, he had song of the summer last year, innit?
Yeah. But I was happy when I seen Burna Boy's name on the song.
I think everyone was, but...
I don't know. Are you happy with his contribution? Because I've really...
I've only heard the radio edit, so... Like...
That's half the song gone.
So my judgment of it ain't really that.
It's all right, I think.
I'd much prefer it without.
I think with him, it's a little different, but the way you got to look at it is that with him on the song, it's the eyes it opens up to.
Totally, 100%, I get it, and I was happy for both of them. You know, I was happy for Byron.
And it's... have you seen the video?
Nah.
Have you seen the video?
Bro, I don't know what the song is.
Yeah, Tim don't even know what we're talking about.
have you seen the video?
So Google Taliban. Nigga, I'm else.
There's one girl with a BBL, in that video. I'm like, huh?
Is that the one from the Gram Gala? Burna was with one... next to him.
I've seen the video,
this BBL is looking mad, but anyway.
But literally, I'm not happy with Burna Boy in that song. But
I think it's all right.
Sitting on top of the world, though. Sitting on top of the world,
You mean Brandy and Mace?
No,
Burna Boy.
Well, they sampled it, but yeah.
Yeah, they sampled it. But
yeah, heard it.
The thing is,
yeah, heard it.
I heard Brandy and Mace.
Do you like the tune?
Yeah, heard it.
That's Tim's.
Everything that you're talking about, you know how you said, it's kind of bubbling. Yeah. And then they dropped the 21 Savage verse.
I've heard it without it. I heard it without it.
Yeah, I was like, I like this song, but I'm not too sure. And then when the 21 Savage verse. Yeah.
That was it for you.
Sick. You like it?
Mace. Classic Mace.
I wouldn't go that far.
It gives the Mace vibe to it.
I wouldn't go that far. far.
Have you heard it? Yeah, never heard it.
Yes, I've heard it.
Oh, you have heard it. You just haven't heard it.
No, I'd said I don't listen to it. That means oh, I play okay. It, but I don't play regularly.
Yeah, I play the version
without him.
Yeah, I did that too. Yeah, I did the
I play the version without him because what did he say? What did 21 Savage say after he released it?
Because oh, was he not feeling it?
He said, I heard because of the reception, I saw something that says, I'm not doing another song with an African artist.
Ah! Oh, that's just.
What?
That's
Nigerian. What I heard.
But the thing is, though, the Nigerian internet cohort, yeah. I don't know what else to call it because I was going to say Nigerian Twitter, but look, they're everywhere. Now, don't laugh, fam, because now that makes it sound mad. Don't.
It is mad still. I went quiet. No, I'm back.
That's had a racist
DJ, you know. That was. We do not co-sign those thoughts. Okay, so we love
Nigerian Twitter.
We love Nigerian Twitter.
Nigerian
you
Instagram.
You are our brothers and sisters, because West
you
Africa.
You like the most joke.
Yeah,
but I'm saying they're active. Like they're really they're like
not
they're,
playing.
Yeah, they're not ramping.
That's
still.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, but nah, they're quite active still. Dude.
And they said something, and that's what I'm saying.
Like a good fight.
And to be England, fair,
World Cup.
Part of me is like that's the reason why I didn't listen to it.
Because a Nigerian.
Because no, because
wow,
no,
what podcast
no,
is this?
No, no, I mean like no, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
Oh, sorry.
That's why I didn't listen to the version with 21 Savage.
Oh, okay, because you're ripping.
I listened to the version without 21 Savage.
Yeah.
I got it on a playlist in my car, and the fact is that when I saw that, I heard someone says, "Oh, I saw something." He said, "Oh, I'm not doing another one with the African artist because the Americans must have not ran to it." And I'm like, "Yeah, but that's like when I saw the." Reaction from Americans to Jay Huss's album. Yeah. I'm like, they just don't get it. They're different.
You know, so with them, I'll also give 21 some bail because sometimes he says things like it's A, taken out of context, or sometimes he just says things that comes to
I
his mind.
I really like 21 Savage.
Yeah, I do like him.
He's actually
I do like him.
Geezer. So, like, but Americans are stupid because.
Nigeria, Americans.
Yes, fam.
Yo,
yes, fam.
I'm so glad you've got a camera angle now.
Yes, fam.
This is not us saying this.
It's AI, nigga. It's AI.
Nah, but Americans are stupid in that respect because they really, like, don't get anything. So, for example, like, who is it? Giggs rocked a tune of P. Diddy recently.
Yeah.
Pretty, like, everyone's going to be like, hey, that's all right, overhearing it. But, like, Americans do not. Understanding like UK rap whatsoever.
Yeah.
They're not rating UK rap.
I like that tune.
Good, but I'm saying so. Central C, for instance, is clapping off because of TikTok. I don't think they really care about his lyrics. I don't think they really care about his tune.
He's just in fashion.
English music in general, I think Pink Pantheress is slapping right now. She's clapping off right now, but it's because she's got the tune of Ice Spice. And there's like when there's a not like a notable American figure attached to a UK song, then might pay a
then
bit
the
more
might.
Attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, they actually like disregard UK music mad hard.
Well, yeah, but can you blame them?
No, because I listen to more UK music than I do American.
We're
music.
From UK, we can relate to the.
No, a lot of things. Shall I tell you what it is? Americans have like this. Americans don't relate to anybody
except for themselves.
Except America, at like that's the center of the world.
Mm-hmm. What, but that's how I feel about American music. What have I got to relate to American music about?
Like,
no, yeah, fair enough.
To a
that's
degree,
perfectly fine.
I do think that the way that Americans see the rest of the world is like everywhere else is underdeveloped, and
I think they're like
we're underlings, and
even,
they are
even like with the whole Afrobeats wave. It's like. The whole world is on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Apart from them.
Yeah. It's like, exactly. It's not even like, yo, they don't need America.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Afrobeats doesn't need America.
Not at all.
It's like, I look at the way that Afrobeats has been the last few years in the development. And even now, like, I'm more likely to play Wizkid, Davido, or Burna Boy than... And I play Tems every day. Yeah. And I'd rather play that than, to be honest, any, like, rapper from America bar the Legacy Act.
Yeah.
Legacy Act's fair. That's different because it's a Legacy Act. Like, and you got to see now, in terms of Legacy Acts, you have to class Cole, Drake, even Future as Legacy Acts because they are. Like, I'm talking about all these new ones. I don't listen to none of them.
I don't listen to any of the lyrics.
Don't listen to none of them. And it's a case that because, I don't know, man, it's just something in the music, man. I can just relate to you, feel it in your soul with the African and the Afro beats.
But Amapiano is huge right now, and I feel like it's not doing anything in America. I feel like America has nothing to do with how big Amapiano is right now. And
they don't need it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it goes to show how much America is not needed.
It's kind of the thing is, you know what? Quickly before we change subject, it's kind of like I feel because the machine of labels has run America for so long. The American sound, not sound, but the American influence has run its course. And 100%. The way that we see music here in England, even though, yes, we have like labels and whatever doing their thing, but the way that grime came through, the way that all UK music has been pushed, we relate to it because it's not engineered.
Well, scene's underdeveloped. Not underdeveloped, but we're in a different process in it in terms of different part of the process, should I say,
yeah.
In terms of where the UK music scene is compared to the American music scene, like the American.
And it's a totally different machine as well. Different size machine.
That's what I'm saying, because it's different stages of the journey. UK artists having record deals and being able to actually be successful in music has been a thing of what the past 10 years.
Yeah.
If that, like, being able to, like,
actually really make money.
To say, oh, okay, as a UK artist, I can actually feed my family off being a musician. Whereas prior to 10 years ago, you probably weren't, it's not even really a thought unless you know you're going to do a sellout thing and go do some whack tunes of American artists that the label's just going to pay you in advance. And then that's about it. But then your career's actually not going anywhere after that.
All right. So you've offended Americans, you've offended Nigerians.
I love you all.
I love everyone, man. I haven't offended anyone.
Just don't offend they.
You've offended them.
I haven't. Who's they? Don't offend they. We don't want that smoke.
You don't want a DJ Khaled flex.
DJ Khaled must be sweating right now.
Bullets.
I don't know about this. You feel like, explain to me.
Well, just don't offend there because you'll have Jennifer Aniston.
That's
how much she was. Oh, my God.
You know what it was?
Jennifer Aniston was on his case.
On whose case?
I thought she was there.
Reaching.
Someone fill me in.
Reaching.
Fox put in his story. Yo.
Reaching.
They killed Jesus. So watch you can trust, whatever. But they killed Jesus.
So what do you think they'll do to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Jennifer Aniston's like, oh my God, how I'm fed up with this anti-Semitism. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, it's to do with them.
That there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Reaching.
Okay.
She's
reaching.
Yeah, they.
You got to tread careful with them. You know what it is.
After watching another podcast today,
Patrick.
Someone's speaking about this same issue. They were saying that that saying is used very widely with anti-Semite groups. Why it's like they. That's why the Jewish community apparently would not like people to use that.
But the thing is, should I tell you something?
But Jesus was killed
Jewish
by his friends.
No, but the thing is, my point is that, cool, I get why some people may be offended. However, did he mean that? No?
Oh, no.
It's quite clear he didn't mean that. So I don't understand. But it's all right for anybody else to get cuss left, right, and center.
Can't talk about them, though.
But it's not fair.
Fair enough that she jumped.
She jumped to conclusions, bro.
I get the hypersensitivity.
No, I don't.
You can't mention them.
I'm sure she's not even Jewish, is she?
I get the hypersensitivity.
Instant smoke.
You want to be very clear first.
No, but that's like saying, okay, cool. I can't say anything
about them.
I want to say, even, I'm not talking about them, but because this one person decides to bring it up, now everyone's talking about that.
You see, as soon
as I'm saying, she should have clarified, yo, Jamie, are you talking about...
No. You see, as soon as you highlight a discussion about them, you go to open any sort of discussion about them. They shut it down immediately.
Skepta settings, bruv.
Like, they shut it down. Trust me, daddy.
I'll get the hypersensitivity. I get, you know, jumping down anyone that's being anti-Semitic, I get it. But you want to be sure that the person's being anti-Semitic first.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, Jamie, yo, was that about Jews people? Can you clarify who you're talking about? Then Jamie would have said, no, of course, nothing to do with Jews. Someone even said Jamie Foxx is Jewish.
Is it a demograph? Can I call it a demograph? Am I allowed to call them that?
Demographic.
Demographic in it. So that specific demograph, yeah. But that's probably the number one demograph that you cannot say anything about.
You know, the joke is, and I know many times over, there's this stereotype where they say that that Jewish people run Hollywood, ABC and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know what the term is, but because it seems to ring true, is it because it's true or is it because the events dictate that it looks like it's true?
I don't even want to go that far with this conversation.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
I hear what you're saying, but that's a conversation.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't...
That is the conversation that gets you in trouble.
That's a stupid thing that gets you in trouble, but look at what's happened. He has to tread carefully because he said something that has nothing to do with man. Nothing to do with you, man. Yeah, it's to do with the Bible. It's trying to say, yo, if they treated Jesus unfairly and he's a savior, he's this, that, and the other, what are they going to do to you, regular Joe? How is that supposed to say, like, yo?
Yeah, that's two different points, though.
Yeah, but that's saying I don't even think about it.
Just realize that we right now can't talk about that, but we can cuss Nigerian. Well, not we, but DJ. we can cuss Nigerian and American people. Okay, case closed.
Yeah.
It all depends on how you. Defend your community.
It's not just about if
people were talking about black people, yeah, and they knew that Saxon King was going to act like Jennifer Aniston and jump down your throat automatically, and then the whole community was going to do the same thing, people would be a lot more skeptical about talking about black people.
People call me the N-word to my face. It could be on television. And no one will really bat an eyelid.
Remember, that wouldn't happen.
Bro, on this week, yeah.
You'll get Wiley,
this off. Week, yeah. This week, yeah.
But that's totally different.
No, but listen, this
Wiley
week.
Wiley was being very anti-Semitic.
Listen. This week, yeah, one conservative geezer was telling the asylum seekers to F off back home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People on TV this week were saying, yeah, the language isn't the best, but his point was right. His point was right, what he was saying. A lot of the British public feel that way. So it's okay to talk about anybody else.
Exactly.
Remember,
that means... Actually, I'm not going to carry on.
Kyrie got X'd out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
He got X'd out, you know. But remember, he did not say, yo, go do this, guy. He put the link of something.
Check this out, man.
On his social media that he found interesting. He didn't say, yo, I believe we should such and such, this, that, and the other. But because it's something that challenges an idea, challenges culture, and it may be difficult for people to understand or want to have that information challenged because it's sensitive to them. I get it. However, that does not give them the right to take someone down to enforce their views upon, say, you know what, that's wrong, do this instead. No. My man's just looking at, he says, yo, this is something that I find interesting.
Yeah, but to be honest though, we wish we could do the same.
No.
I don't?
No.
I don't wish I could do the same. I wish it would just be fair. There's
why?
A difference.
You know why? I don't wish I could do the same. Do you know why? Because if anybody spoke about slavery, if anybody spoke about apartheid, if anyone spoke about segregation, and if anyone spoke about the millions of black people that were killed, raped,
mm-hmm.
yeah, slaughtered,
mm-hmm.
over those hundreds of years.
Can we end careers?
Yeah. You think that by cancelling someone's career, yeah, that doesn't show that shows like, I've just got more power than you. So I'm always going to be over you.
That's a different point, though. That's a different point I'm making.
And I don't wish, I don't want people to feel like, in a way, they don't have freedom of speech in that manner. Because at the end of the day, yo, some people will be racist. It is what it is.
Okay. Yeah? If John Terry
was
out speaking in favor of racism, of slavery, yo, check out this. This is supposed to link. This is why slavery was right.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be able to say, yo, shush John Terry up.
I would say, let the public say what they want to say. At the end of the day, can I sit there and say, sack him in a job? No.
No, but as a community, not just you one. No, one person can do that.
But the fact
as a community, we should be able to be like, yo, hush John Terry up.
Sorry, John. What do you learn?
Eh?
But what do you learn from it?
It's not learning this. It's about stopping the spread of hateful rhetoric.
But the thing is, people will do it anyway.
Yeah, but you want to hush it up as much
you
as possible.
You want to control it.
You want to hush it? You want to control people.
That's what I'm saying. You want to control people to feel, so they feel fear the black group.
But it's not even fear. You don't want
it
spread.
Because why do you think people don't talk about
it? Because we can't talk about it here.
I've avoided saying that.
Okay, wait. But the whole point is
we've seen what's happened to Wiley.
The whole point isn't for you to be scared of it.
What it is?
That's what's happening.
To be honest, it's a flex.
If you're scared of it,
respect people say respect. It's fear.
If you're scared of it, then maybe you've used it incorrect.
No, because we see the reaction, we see the repercussions.
The potential of not having a career, that's something to be scared of, fam, because the consequences, fam, these aren't normal consequences, fam. You're acting like we don't know what the consequences are. The consequences aren't, you get reprimanded and you lose your job and you live life the same.
The consequences of what, though? The consequences of speaking negatively on Jewish people gets you cancelled. The idea is we shouldn't be speaking negatively about Jewish people.
You should be negative about anyone in that case.
Exactly, and that's my point. So if,
but the fact is,
so ideally, what we want is if you spoke negatively about black people, we could have the power to cancel them the same way.
Okay, but what I'm saying is the threshold.
Okay, I see what you're coming.
I get what you're saying, but I'm saying the threshold of what you can and can't say about a certain demographic here.
Yeah,
will get you cancelled. You don't even have you could be talking the truth. Like, you can be telling the truth.
And that's what I'm saying. That's a totally different point. We don't have the power, for one reason or another, to cancel
more
people.
Often
but
than not.
I'm saying if we had the power, we would want to. Of course you'd want to.
But even...
You'd want to stop John Terry from spreading slavery. Pro-slavery.
But the fact is, this is the thing.
John Terry. I'm sorry.
Don't apologise to John Terry.
Nah. John Terry, oh, sorry, this is for you.
Captain John Leader.
No, John's like, it's all right, little nick-nock. It's all right.
But yeah.
The thing is that you're saying we would like to have that power.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, the powers that be would sit there and say to you, but we don't have that power. But it happens. So explain that to me.
Exactly.
And that's what Tim... And that's the sticky part. It's sticky,
explain
really.
Explain that to me. You ain't got no power.
What's going on here?
It's sticky. This is where it gets sticky. This is actually where it gets sticky. Yeah. Because they do have the power.
But they don't.
No.
Because remember, they don't.
No, wait.
Allegedly.
The issue is Let me be clear. The issue is not that they have the power. The issue is that there's a negative connotation with them having the power. Like, what? Once we start saying, yo, they have all the power, everyone else starts looking at them negatively. And that brings back flashbacks to Nazi Germany.
Not really, because it's a certain type of... There's obviously different types of that religion and demographic.
Jewish people have...
Okay, you're talking about flashbacks of then. Yeah?
Can I just say something?
When you walk into certain shops and everyone looks at you in the shop because you're the one black man working the shop, is that a flashback? Is that reality today?
It's reality today.
Okay. So, that's okay. That's okay.
That's a totally different point.
No, but what I'm saying is,
then, and that's not okay.
No. To the wider world, it's okay.
No, it's not.
I think it's acceptable.
One of the problems is, it's socially acceptable. One of the problems is because once again, the thing is not happening to you.
No, it's not
you. Yeah, yeah. No, it's not happening to me, so it's okay.
The thing, what you're getting wrong is that it's not socially acceptable. It's just not socially challenged.
Same thing.
But no, it's not the same thing.
It's not being challenged.
It's not the same thing. Bro. It's like if you're in a club and you see a man squeezing a girl's bottom with no consent, that's not socially acceptable. But no one's challenging it.
So that's making it socially acceptable because he knows he can get away with it because no one's saying anything. If everyone rushes him, yeah, then it's not socially acceptable.
So as black people, we need to start rushing. No one's rushing these
and that's exactly what's happening.
Jewish people will rush you. Jamie Foxx got rushed.
But that's the thing,
right?
We ain't rushing no one.
But no, but the thing is, yeah, what I'm saying is, yeah, is that but they did challenge it all through that the lockdown. It was challenged. A lot of behavior was challenged. Yeah, and what was happening? People said you're wasting time. You're doing this. You're doing that. By you saying this, you're making racial hate. Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
That was one of the only times that black people have stood up and said, yo, this is kind of what you're going on with. And because of that, people, anytime that people do talk about racism now, the word BLM comes up.
Mm. I hate that. And the thing is,
it kind of like, it kind of reduces the actual point of what you're trying to trying to get across. And it's like, because they have that BLM like rhetoric or whatever, you're kind of like, it's not a big deal anymore.
Well, that would have been totally different if BLM had power.
Let me just land in this.
If BLM had power, that would be totally different.
But what I'm saying is there is no power.
Listen to this.
And that's the issue.
Fam,
that is
BLM
the issue.
And during lockdown, niggas had to die for it to become an issue. These are words on Instagram, fam. What the hell?
I'm a BLM hater.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People had to die. People
I get what
died.
You're saying, but that's a different point.
It's a different point because, okay, I'm trying to say there's outrage about words that were misconstrued.
Yeah, yeah.
Compared to someone losing their life unlawfully.
Exactly. You've reduced black people's reality.
So what, okay, in actuality, what would need to happen? Those same people that are outraged about the death of George Floyd, rest in peace, would have to be outraged about the negative words.
Because we're not as powerful.
So you think we need to be more vocal?
Was the main problem. It wasn't... So black people's struggles and our reality got reduced to a hashtag. Hashtag BLM.
Cool.
What then became the problem after that is everyone saying, what, Black Lives Matter? So what about everyone else? Da, 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 da. Now, so the divide and conquer's kicked in it. They said, rah, what, Black Lives Matter? So what about everyone else?
Yeah.
Let's not make it about BLM, whatever message we were trying to get across. It's not even about that now. It's about, can you not say that?
Exactly. But yeah, at the end of the day, just to round it up.
Shout out the Montgomery Brawl.
Yeah, the Montgomery Brawl.
I was saying,
the way we should deal with everything.
Yeah, rather than stop a decent conversation, we'll just like cut off whatever, put it on like Patreon.
Okay. Exclusive content.
Yeah.
No, I think that's the end of the convo anyway, to be fair. But
we don't have a podcast no more.
It's just two different. It's the.
Am I still in shot too?
So,
going on to Montgomery Broad, did you see?
Yes. With some hilarious commentary.
The commentary is amazing.
Literally, I woke up and someone sent me, oh, have you seen this version? No. And I was like, oh, I ain't seen any version. Like, what's this? I woke up in an amazing mood.
I saw a little clip of it happening. And then I scrolled down and I saw the beginning, the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm like, people are mad, you know.
Unks are stressed. Unks are stressed. Mm. People that weren't really trying to have it.
Hey, listen.
Weren't like, having it.
What is wrong with people? My man's doing his job.
Yeah.
He said, yo, move your boat.
Literally simple things.
That was it, you know.
Can't be here.
Like, you can't have it there.
Literally. I don't think I didn't watch it from there. I think where I started watching was like 5 seconds before the hat was thrown in the air.
That's the coldest move ever.
That's
how niggas ain't starting fights from here on out. That's the coldest.
It just got better and better. It got better and better because literally I'm watching it. I don't like watching fight videos. So I was just like, another fight video. Man's getting beaten up. Yeah. Come on, where are these black people going to come from? You know what I mean? Yeah. Save my man. And I just saw man swimming. I thought, I think man jumped in.
Man jumped in the water. He was working you. He's on the clock.
Yo, Aqualad.
All I know is literally whenever I swim, I'm out of breath.
Exactly.
So he jumped out of the water after swimming a couple lengths and was ready to fight.
Because apparently that duck is quite a relevant duck. Like apparently, like slaves were sold at that specific duck and whatever. So people are really saying, you know, it's a win, man. It's a win.
The ship was called the Harrier or something like that.
It's a win, man.
Yo, the ancestors.
But
Howard said, "We see you,
man. Jumped in the water." And it just,
you got there quick as well, you know.
Chair came out. Rapid. I was like, yo.
But he went ramping, you know. He went
Chair connected so sweetly. sweet connections. But you said,
the woman just like, dashed in the water, but she was just trying to help in that. She went even unscrapping. She was just trying to calm man down and got dashed.
Yo, the police were like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. Too many people. I can't stop more.
And then there was that one white man that jumped in the water because he was getting rushed so hard.
Even before this, like, I think there was about three black guys and they were like doing the, you know, when you're pulling up the trousers.
And they
pulled up the trousers in unison, like, come on,
it's time.
Doing the little black skip, like, let's get it on.
That was the commentary. It was like, if you see a bunch of black
people
towards you, probably not a good idea to hang
out. That was a very feel-good video, to be fair. But the chair was
sweet.
All black
people smiled watching that video, you know.
Seriously?
I don't think there's a single black person that was like,
didn't the white people get arrested at the end?
I don't know, man. I seen a video of some geese with two black eyes talking about.
I saw that. I saw him.
A 60-year-old man could really throw him.
Like, I saw that.
Bust up in that, like, he's looking hurt. I saw
that. It's all mad. But, bro, my man was just there doing his job.
Get me? Unprovoked.
Unprovoked. There is literally no point of making it, like, go to that point. And it did. And you got boss up. So, learn a lesson.
Lessons were learnt that day, I tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like watching fight videos.
I love them.
I like watching those ones.
I don't like watching videos like that per se, but that one, I'll make an exception.
Yeah, it's just good to see that, like, the guy that was outnumbered to begin with.
Justice.
Justice was served. So that was good. But literally.
Whoop ass!
Have you heard, like, the songs and that, though?
I heard there's
wasn't better than the submarine song though.
I heard there's a
it was better than the submarine song.
Wasn't better than the submarine song.
It was better than the submarine song. I can't even. I ain't got orcs to play.
It's a banger.
Nah, this one's better, you know.
I'm telling you,
this one's better. Ah.
All I'm saying is
I know we're about to wrap up on that, but yo, I heard a great song this morning as well. Tupac featuring DMX. AI.
Okay.
But it sounds so good. It sounds real. It's called I Find the Finger.
So, AI song has been made of Tupac and DMX.
Yeah, and it just sounds like them. It sounds no glitches, no, yo.
Mad.
Oh, what's it called?
What's gone mad?
Technology.
This AI thing.
Facing death.
It's not going to get us put down, is it?
Shouldn't do, because
it's not real. It's not real.
Who does it belong to?
If I never told you this was AI.
This is scary.
Yeah. And then...
And it's the flow. It sounds really like...
Is that supposed to be?
Shonda.
Is that X?
Yeah. Is it Mashonda? Why Mashonda? Hey, that Swiss Beats first word.
Oh, people.
Yeah. Is it living in? That's AI, you know.
Scary.
I can still hear it in it, but like... Very so close, like me personally. I know in a few years when, like, the super high tech shit that the government and the higher ups,
especially for DMX,
when that drops for everyone else, When that drops, everyone else, it's game over.
Game over?
Because you know them niggas in the higher ups be using the good shit already.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when that shit drops, everyone else.
I think DMX usually has a bit more range than this AI.
A bit more range.
Even
more
still,
range.
Like...
Not even being like the beginning and end of phrases is where you can kind of, is where you're like here.
See how they actually would perform it.
Yeah.
But still.
Shout out AI though, man. Are we shouting out AI?
Eh?
Are we shouting out AI?
I'm pro AI. I'm pro AI.
They take everyone's jobs.
Can't take your job though. I know that. AI bodybuilder.
No, they can't do that.
Wham machinery and that might not just take over. That might just become the new thing, fam. Who's got the biggest bolts and
all that? Imagine if the machines.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Hard Food Podcast.
Nah, but it's just mad. I think even with all the AI business going on, we just need to be careful because it's going to be a slippery slope and bare people are not going to have jobs.
100.
Just remember that. 3 minutes over, gentlemen.
When you're talking to your AI friend.
I spoke to her in a while, you know.
I didn't call any names.
Now I'm like, yeah, but AI, I gave her a name and just never spoke to her again. I could call it Bon.
Ghosted her.
What?
Called it Bon. B-O-N.
Bon.
French for good, innit?
Huh?
French for good. Oh, Bon. Okay.
Can we wrap up?
Yeah.
You know that, just to, before we finish, yeah. Just to finish, yeah. I want to say something.
Ben.
So, yeah, you said Bon is, what was he?
French for good.
French for good.
Is that double N-E?
Nah, just Bon. Bon appetit.
Très bon. Très bon. It's Bon, not Bon.
No, très bien.
Très bien.
That's what's
très bon?
Très bien. Yeah, yes, bien.
Très bien is very good, isn't it?
Yeah, very good.
But bon appetit is also good appetite.
B-O-N.
Good like, food, whatever.
So,
enjoy meal.
In Swahili,
mm-hmm.
I didn't realize this until the other day, Simba means lion.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
In...
going into Lion King again?
No. Oh. In Latin, I saw this on a
video. This is the wrap-up.
In Latin, Nemo means nowhere.
Finding okay, nowhere. Shout out Disney.
Yeah, finding nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Swahili, Rafiki means friend. Yeah?
Yeah.
And in English, Woody means red penis.
I'll catch you later, like,
I love that. I love that.
My man.
That's gotta be it, man. Like, comment, share.
Yeah, man. I like that.
Yo, like, share, subscribe. You know them thing there. Follow the TikTok and the Treads.
You got TikTok?
Yeah, treading, man.
Me and TikTok.
You got TikTok? Oh, follow his TikTok. Wait, you got TikTok?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't really use it.
Okay.
Should use it more.
Yeah.
Use the Treads.
Bam, subscribe. You're watching the video now. If you got this far, please press subscribe. You know what I mean?
There, whatever it is. Wherever.
I think it's usually down below. But yeah, man. Thanks for listening.
Enough love.
This was episode 3.
Again.
To everyone. In about 2 weeks' time. Bless. Soon weekly, yeah.
Alright.
Bless.
Bless it.
Respect. How do we do it?
Sound check.
Ha, 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 ha.